It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
So what was 2015 surprise video game hit of the year? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you have a gamer in your family and need to get them something for the holidays, there's one game with a lot of buzz. It's what some are calling the surprise video game hit of the year, and here to tell us all about it is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
All right, let's just end the suspense. The game is called Rocket League, and it's been a sleeper hit of sorts. Can you first just give me a basic breakdown of the game? What is the game about? How does it work?
Sure. It's basically a mashup of soccer and auto racing. So you're playing soccer with cars that are rocket-fueled, and the soccer ball is ginormous, and it's really exciting. You can customize the cars, and you're just playing a game of soccer just with this massive ball and rocket-fueled cars.
Wow, and one specific car is the DeLorean, which I think is kind of cool.
Right. One of the options with the game is to buy additional downloadable content for a few dollars, and there are several packs that you can buy that give you different ways to customize your vehicles. And in one of the packs, you can just get the actual, a virtual copy of the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Wow. That's an interesting twist to it. But another key aspect to the success, it seems, was to get the game into as many hands as possible. How did Sony and PlayStation go about doing this?
Okay, well, first of all, this is a game that's made by a very small privately held studio. They have about 50 employees, and they didn't have the marketing muscle of a major publisher or even have any interest from major publishers to take on the game. Mm-hmm. So what the founders of this studio did was decide to at first give it away for free for 1 month, the first month out in July, to people who have a PlayStation Plus membership. And by doing that, they hoped a large number of people would download it for free and then tell their friends about it. They did charge for the game about $20 on Steam, which is a digital store for PC gamers. Mm-hmm. And it was also $20 for anyone who wanted to buy it on PlayStation but didn't have a Plus account. And they also handed out the game to streamers on YouTube and Twitch, hoping that they would play the game live on those websites and generate buzz that way. And it worked.
Yeah, it seems to have really worked. And how much money has it made so far?
The studio Psyonix that makes the game told me that they've made about $50 million in revenue from this game, and that it cost them only about $2 million to make it.
Not too shabby there. And what is it about the game? The fans seem to really love it. What is it about it that's made it so huge, do you think?
Most of the people I've spoke to said that it's the fact that you could learn the game pretty easily, but it's really hard to master. So it's super challenging. And the way the game works online is you can play against other people. Mm-hmm. So the game uses some sort of algorithm to pit you against people who are maybe a little bit more experienced than you, but not so much that they'll totally wipe you out and you'll just feel like a total loser, you can't win. And then the opposite, they don't make it so it's so easy that, you know, they really do a good job of pairing you up with people who are about the same level experience, perhaps based on the number of times you've played or the amount of points you've scored so far. That's something that happens on the back end. But in general, it's a matter of easy to play, difficult to master, and of course the fact that you can customize your vehicles. You could add on a pizza delivery sign. You could have a boombox on type. You could have rainbows being spit out the exhaust pipes or bubbles or confetti. You could have like spikes on your tires, an open, exposed engine on the top. You could, put like flames on the sides. And of course, you could have the DeLorean. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's just people just say it's very addicting for those reasons.
So for our last minute Christmas shoppers, is this a safe bet to put in our gamer friend or family's stocking, I'm assuming?
Well, the only challenge to that is it's digital only.
Right.
It's not something that comes in packaging. But you could buy a gift certificate to Steam. I've seen them in local 7-Eleven stores. And you could put that in an envelope or a box and say, here you go. So you got to be a little bit more creative when you're buying a digital gift.
Right.
But certainly, you're saving the environment, less packaging, and you might make your family member who's into games very happy if they don't already have it.
So it's win-win. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcast for all of the latest updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcast and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.